How excited are you to go up to Canton and to see Bill?
I'm excited. I'm excited to celebrate Coach Parcells' induction into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. We go to honor, but we're there to celebrate with him and his family on this incredibly nice occasion. Celebration of the apex of someone's career. The idea that we do throw this great word around in common usage today, much too often, but Bill Parcells is a great football coach.
Tom, when you go there, is there any part of you that will think maybe someday?
I don't even want to hear that kind of stuff today. Sorry to say it that way, but that's not what this day is about. This day is about Coach Parcells, period.
Coach, I'm sure you learned a lot from Coach Parcells over the course of your career. Is there anything in particular that really sticks out that you learned from him?
Well, it was just the way that he went about his business and the organization went about their business. Continuity, the winning, the high expectation level that put by Bill on his players and his ability to gauge right away whether it was championship quality or not, and his ability to communicate that in fluent New Jerseyan to his players.
Tom, a couple of years ago, probably, a young kid trying to make earn a starting job wouldn't have come in and reported a headache the next morning. Can you just talk about how that's changed a little bit with concussions and the awareness?
Well, I mean, I don't think there's... This situation here would have been reported any time. He, you know, he didn't feel well when he got inside, and coming to the meeting was not an easy thing for him. He did. But I don't think there's any question about that. That was proper. That's the thing that he should have done. I don't think even at any time would anyone who couldn't really function to capacity, you know, would not bring that to the attention of the trainers or doctors. So,
how's Justin doing today?
He's getting better. He's feeling better.
Tom, when you look at David Deal was around a lot, rehabbing and things, but the way he's kind of re-sculpted his body, you know, after 11 years, do you like the
slim and trim?
Yeah.
We may want him a little bit heavier. Thank you very much. whatever way he can perform the best of his ability, that's what we want.
I mean, do you know if he can perform it?
Well, we'll see, won't we? We're going to have a chance to see here. But he moves really well, and he's done a good job that way, and he knows himself best. He's been doing this a long time. We have confidence in that, but we'll see how that goes.
What about just his ability, you know, especially early in his career when he came here, maybe the expectations weren't as high, that he was just there every day?
You know, that's a nice thing to be. That's a good thing to be in our business. Be there every day, be reliable, be dependable, know what you got. It's still a huge factor in our profession. It really is.
Tom, and all the factors that went into having camp here as opposed to Albany, where is a day like today, you know, part of that? How big of a factor was it? You know,
it was a big factor, no doubt about it. However, it was one of the factors. You know, that shouldn't be used in any kind of a way against the University at Albany, or, you know, Mayor Jennings told me that if that was the case, they'd find a way to have one of these facilities there. So that wasn't. The fact that the CBA, the way it's conducted today, and the fact there's only one practice, that had an awful lot to do with at least the argument that was posed. I didn't make that decision. Naturally, Mr. Mara made and Mr. Tisch made the decision, but that was the way that I would present it, with the CBA the way it is in one practice.
Which has Corey Webster,
he
has a little boy
problem? Yeah, he does, but he seems to be doing okay. Hopefully it's not going to be long.
All right.
Still Tuesday for
Hecky. Well,
we
hope.
It's the plan. Coach, we've seen from Demontre Moore so far in camp.
He's been a young man that's gotten our attention, and we're excited about watching his progress.
What have you seen from both Hankins and Rogers? Could you talk about, I guess, their importance to playing the kind of run defense that you?
Yeah, no doubt. They both had their days and times when they've been impressive, and both are working hard. And again, let us have some idea about what the possibilities are to utilize that kind of talent. So going forward, it's going to be real interesting to watch.
Similarities with him and Kim.
I don't have any time to go play player by player on the roster. The similarities between who?
Between Moore.
Well, I think they're both their own type of player. They really are.